What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Sheikh Imran Hussein was right about the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, having to use the gold standard in order to bring in their one world government. So Sheikh Imran Hussein, he's been saying this for decades, that in order for the Antichrist to fool the Jews into making them believe that he is indeed the Moshiach, he has to bring back the gold standard. As you guys know, the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Iran, the Arabs, and pretty much, you know, most of the world now, they're gonna bring back the gold standard in August, okay? Now, you guys need to understand, very, very important, okay? The Jews don't believe that the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, is Messiah. You ask any Jew out there, why is Jesus not the Messiah? They'll tell you because he didn't beat the big, bad, pagan Romans. Now, you guys need to understand, Jesus is not the Lamb of God, okay? Jesus actually came with the sword. The purpose of Jesus was to actually destroy the Romans, okay? Unfortunately, because the Jews at the time were so dirty and corrupt, that they actually went after Jesus because he was trying to bring them back to the one true God and not to do usury, which is interest or riba in Islam. You know, the word riba is actually a Semitic term as well, okay? So when Jesus tried to bring back the dirty Jews to the way of God, which is not to practice interest, usury, riba, they decided to kill him. Now, from an Islamic perspective, Jesus is not dead. It's just that God was like, you guys are not good enough for Jesus, so I'm just gonna put him in suspended animation until, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years later, okay? Now, I know some of you guys are gonna get smart and say, how is God gonna put Jesus in suspended animation for 2,000 years? He's God. He can do whatever the fuck he wants, okay? So, like I said before in some of my videos, on the drive down to Miami, I see big billboards that say Moshiach is here. So the Jews are aware that the Antichrist, the Dajjal, he's already here. Now, one of my viewers, I think Keeper was, he said this in one of the comments, I believe, that maybe, just maybe, the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, aka the Jewish Meshuggah, is going to be AI, is going to be an AI humanoid powered by Satan. You know, they're really, really trying to push this whole AI thing. You know, if you go to Google, now Google is saying, hey, do you want AI to help you out? They're pushing AI for a reason. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Artificial intelligence, AI, is nothing more than evil djinns coming into this world to fuck with us humans, okay? You guys need to understand something very, very important about djinns, okay? About these evil, satanic djinns. And you guys need to understand, the word Satan in Semitic languages means shaitan. Shaitan means adversary, okay? A human being can also be a shaitan, okay? Shaitan is an adversary. Djinns have free wills. Yeah, sure, the djinns were created before us. They're hella smarter than we are. At the end of the day, they have free will, okay? So the evil djinns, they want to deal with the evil people in this world, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, to bring in Satan to rule over humanity, because Satan is God of the Jews. When the Jews say we are God's chosen, they're not lying. They're chosen by Satan himself. That's the dirty Jews. Now, the good Jews like me, yeah, we're chosen by the God of Abraham. This is why, guys, I always keep on telling you, the only difference between me and George Soros, other than the fact that I'm not that ugly, is that my morals come from God. The morals of Mark Zuckerberg, Jonah Hill, you know, Jonah Hill is probably a retard, George Soros, Elon Musk, their morals come from Satan. Now, the thing you guys need to understand about Satan will never ever come out to you and be like, yo, man, do this evil shit right here. He has to mislead you down a slippery slope. Best example of this, Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate is a CIA asset. Now, a lot of people out there say Andrew Tate is like the second most popular Muslim after Muhammad himself. Some Muslims out there are saying that Andrew Tate is a Muslim Mahdi. For those of you guys who don't know, the Muslim Mahdi, he's the one who's going to guide us through the tribulations of the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, aka the Jewish Mashiach, and I'll be making a video about him later on. Now, Andrew Tate, you know, a lot of Muslims out there, they fall for Andrew Tate. In fact, a lot of Muslims simp for Andrew Tate because of the haram he does. They're like, oh, look at that, Andrew Tate, he used to sell pussy, scam men, he sells alcohol, drugs, and gambling, and he found Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allah works in such mysterious ways. What did the Prophet Muhammad say, guys? The best of pagans will be the best of Muslims. He did not say the shittiest people will become the best of Muslims. It doesn't work like that, okay? Andrew Tate sold pussy. He openly said he scammed men out of millions of dollars by acting like he's a girl on the keyboard taking their money. He's obviously selling fucking alcohol and gambling. Yet you Muslims continue to simp for him because you're like, oh, Allah works in mysterious ways, okay? See, people like, there's a lot of CIA assets showing up on YouTube right now. Their story is always the same. Oh, I was a bad person and all of a sudden, you know, I found Allah, right? Kind of like how all the white girls who've been ran through by black dudes, now no white guy wants them. All the black guys don't take them seriously. So what they do is they you know, Aaron Clary is 100% right when he says trucks are, especially the big monster trucks. You guys can probably, no, you can't see it. Oh, well, it's gone. Anyway, Aaron Clary is 100% right when he says those big ass trucks are nothing more than a penis extender for, you know. How many times have I seen guys drive around in big ass trucks, especially monster trucks, and the guy is fucking scrawnier than Yogi Obes, you know, like fucking 5'4", 5'3", like that, you know? It's like, yeah, a big ass truck is nothing more than a penis extender. It's really sad and pathetic, but, you know, that's not the point of this video. So, going back to what I was telling you guys is that in order, are they playing music? Nah, that's some big, yeah. You know, there's a lot of young kids here that daddy buys him like a big ass truck and the kid thinks he's all that. It's like, bro, you're not even 20 years old and, you know, you think that you won. It's like, wait until you're fucking 40 and life, you know, hits you in the jaw, especially when you're married with a couple of baby mamas and fucking five children. Yeah, wait until that happens, motherfucker. Anyways, honestly, guys, I'd rather see the world burn than try to help it, to be honest with you. A lot of people out there, man, they need to die. And this is the thing you guys out there need to understand, okay? I would venture to say 80% of the world's population needs to be exterminated. Now, I'm not going to kill anybody. You're not going to kill anybody. Let God work his miraculous ways to do that. Now, going back to CIA assets who are coming onto YouTube, it's always the same story. You know, I was a drug dealer, I was a criminal. You know, how many Muslim guys on YouTube have, like, tattoos of Satan and all of a sudden they found Allah? You know, how many white girls, you know, been ran through by every black guy in America and all of a sudden they found Allah, right? I mean, what does that tell you, man? Like I've said before, Islam is the biggest grift humanity has ever seen. Not the religion, okay? The people who claim to, represent the religion, guys, okay? How many advertisers do we see on YouTube oh, brother, give us money, brother. We want to build this mosque, brother. Dude, you've been building that mosque for the past 25 motherfucking years, man. It's like, where does that money go? It goes into their pocket, you know. Again, you guys need to understand something about Islam, okay? Islam is a very, very, very hard religion. When I say hard, I don't mean hard like practice. I mean hard in that you actually have to do the work in Islam. There is no easy way out in Islam. There is no currency manipulation. There is no going to the banks. There is no selling pussy. You guys know I own givesendbro.com. Guys, I can send givesendbro into givesendho and drive in a Bugatti tomorrow morning. Simply because, you know, instead of OnlyFans taking 20%, I'll take like fucking, you know, maybe 10% from the hoes. But, you know, I don't do that because it's haram. See, this is the thing you guys need to understand, man. You can't do haram shit, okay? You know, a lot of people out there, they do haram shit. Like, for example, you know, the Muslims who own, like, fucking Qatar Airways or one of those Muslim Turkish airlines, they sell alcohol. Guys, if you are in charge of something, you can't do haram, okay? You know, if I owned a restaurant, I can't sell alcohol because I'm in charge of it, you know? As a fucking DoorDash delivery driver, you know, I'm not in charge of DoorDash. So when DoorDash says, hey man, go get that package of alcohol and deliver it, you know, that's like me driving cab and picking up a whore and taking her to her John. Hey man, I'm not in charge of this, man. My job is to go from point A to point B. But when you run something, you can't do what's haram, okay? So if I, you know, if I own a restaurant, I'm not gonna sell alcohol. I'm not gonna sell pork, you know? So many Muslims, especially the Palestinians, man. I mean, the Palestinians are scumbags. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. There's a reason why bad shit happens to Palestinians, you know. The Palestinians, when they come to America, what do, man? They open a gas station, they get money from the bank, they sell alcohol, they sell pork, they sell lottery, you know. The entire existence of a Palestinian is based in haram. The fact that a Palestinian goes like this, they already committed sin, you know. Not all Palestinians, but the vast majority of them. See, people need to understand, when you are turned out of your homes like the Palestinians, it's because God hates you, okay? Period. You know, yeah, God tests people, but the thing you need to understand from an Islamic perspective, if you are turned out of your house, it's because God hates you, especially when you're turned out at the hands of your enemy. You know, when the big bad pagan Romans kicked us Jews after we, you know, supposedly killed Jesus, it's because God hates us. When God kicks the Palestinians out of their homes at the hands of the dirty Jews, it's because God hates the Palestinians, you know. This is why I'm telling you guys, Islam is not an easy religion because there is a lot of self-restraint in there, okay? You know, you can't have somebody like Andrew Tate who's the fact that Andrew Tate goes like this, he has already committed major sins. This is why when you see somebody like Andrew Tate who's like, oh, as a sinner, it's like, bro, your entire fortune is based on haram. Whore. Your body count is 9,000. The odometer doesn't go up that high anymore, okay? The odometer quit going up after, you know, guy number 9,243 or some dumb shit like that. Yet, they all find Islam, right? So the thing you guys need to understand is that this whole notion of all of a sudden God can forgive somebody's sin no matter how evil or bad they are, it doesn't work like that, okay? العمل بالنيات. Your deeds are based on your intentions. Look, Islam talks about a Jewish guy, you know, during the time of the Israelites, you know, maybe 2,000 years ago, who was a murderer. And, you know, his heart was in the right place and he ended up going to heaven, even though he murdered 100 people. He ended up going to heaven because his heart was in the right place. These Andrew Tates, these whores who all of a sudden, you know, they find Allah at the age of 28. Their heart is not in the right place. And you guys, you all keep falling for it over and over again. See, this is how Satan works, okay? Satan will give you something that's nice, something that's halal, and then he'll take you down a slippery slope. Another example, Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate recently said that if he had a choice between a tranny who's like Michelle Pfeiffer, Megan Fox hot, versus a woman who's like Hulk Hogan ugly, take the Megan Fox trannies. See how shaitans like Andrew Tate can mislead you? Again, shaitan means adversary in Semitic languages, okay? A jinn can be a shaitan. A human being can also be a shaitan, okay? So, what the Jews have to do, guys, for them to bring the Messiah into this world and fool the Jews into believing in this Messiah is that they have to bring back the gold standard. Now, on the outside, this might seem like a good thing, but in reality, it's not. You see, currently, the way the dirty Jews with the fiat system can punish countries is by making their currency all of a sudden lose its values. This is how dirty Jews can punish countries. Currency manipulation. Boom, like one day you go to bed, you wake up the next day in Turkey or in Egypt and your currency lost 50% of its value in a matter of a few hours, okay? You can't do that with the gold standard, okay? You can't do currency manipulation. So on the outside, this seems like a good thing. However, see what the Jews are doing with the BRIC nations is that they want these nations that are going to replace America to be corrupt, tyrannical as possible. Look, Arabs are tyrannical, they're corrupt. Chinese are the worst, okay? Russians are bad. Iranians are bad, okay? See, this is why the Jews are now trying to bring the Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs, and the Iranians together. Guys, let me tell you something. You don't want to live in China. You don't want to live in Russia. You don't want to live in the Arab world. You don't want to live in Iran. Those are shithole countries. Their leaders are corrupt, their leaders are tyrannical, and that's because their leaders are fugly looking human beings, you know, with the exception of Russia, okay? Overall, guys, Russia is nowhere as bad as Arabs, it's nowhere as bad as China, it's nowhere bad as Iran, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you the problem with Iran, China, and the Arabs, okay? And it all has to do with looks, by the way, okay? There's a reason why Arabs fly in the most beautiful woman off of Instagram and literally take a shit on them. It's because Arabs know that they cannot get women based off of looks, okay? So what they do is they fly women in and then they take a shit on them because this is their way of saying, hey, you don't want me based off of looks, but you know what, bitch? I got some money and I'm gonna punish you with that money. I'm gonna humiliate you with that money. So this is what Arabs do. Arabs like to humiliate and punish people with money because Arabs know that you're not gonna respect them off of... Arabs don't have intellect. Arabs are fucking retarded, man. So you're not gonna respect Arabs off of their intellect. You're definitely not gonna respect them off of their looks. You're only gonna respect them from their money. This is why Arabs like to throw money around, because that's the only way they can feel good about themselves. Again, Arabs are not respectable by intellect, they're not respectable by looks. Now, when it comes to the Iranians, they do have the intellect. You know, Iranians are very smart, by the way, okay? Now, the problem with the Iranians is that, see, the Iranians are in a very, very tough spot. You know, they're not Arab dark. They don't have, you know, the Arab complexion or features, but at the same time, they're not white. So what happens in the case of the Iranians is that they are a very, very hard spot. See, Iranians are stuck between Arabs and white people, you know. They're better than Arabs, but they're not good enough to be white. So what the Iranians do is that they try to use their intellect as a way to get people to respect them, you know. This is why the Iranians are so hell-bent on bringing back, you know, the Iranian Empire, you know. They want to go to back to, you know, one of my viewers on Instagram, he told me about this a couple of days ago. He told me the Iranians, they want to bring back some sort of empire called Safavid dynasty, some dumb shit like that. It was a dynasty that went between 1500 to the middle of the 18th century. It was said to be the greatest Persian empire of all time. So the Persians, you know, they want to bring back that empire. And again, because Iranians are not desired off of looks, okay? Because again, yeah, you're better than an Arab, but you're not good enough to be a white man. So they're hell-bent on bringing back this Safavid dynasty so people can say, look at the Iranians, it's like, it's not gonna work, bro. Your people are not attractive, okay, you know? So again, it's all about looks, okay? The Chinese, you know, I really, really feel bad for the Chinese, man. Chinese, they got micro penises. They got slant eyes, they got buck tooth, and they're short, you know. It's like, wow, you guys probably have it worse than Indians, if you ask me, you know. So this is why the Chinese are so tyrannical, so evil. It's because they are a physically ugly people. Not their woman. I love Chinese women, by the way. I mean, imagine this, dude. Do you know how many millions or billions of Chinese want to get that eye surgery where they can get rid of their slant eyes so they can have white people eyes? You know, what does that say to the Chinese regime when your people don't want to look like you, you know? What does that say to the Chinese regime when your woman prefer to marry white dudes over your own people, you know? I mean, at the end of the day, guys, I genuinely feel sorry for the Chinese, because here's the thing. Nobody ever says I'm jealous of the Chinese, you know. I can say, look, I'm jealous of black people because, you know, they're athletic. I'm actually part black, by the way, like long time ago black, not like, you know, now black, but, you know, maybe hundreds of years ago, okay? So I'm jealous of black people because, you know, they're athletic, you know, and they can sing and dance, I guess, you know. But nobody ever says I'm jealous of Chinese people, okay? You know? It's like, see, the problem here is that Chinese, unlike Indians, you know, the Indians, you know, they're the Indians because, you know, they're Hindus and they're Muslims, they're kind of willing to accept, you know, their lot in life because of religion, I guess. But not the Chinese, you know. The Chinese are godless heathens, and because the Chinese are godless heathens, they don't want to accept their lot in life. This is why the Chinese are always trying to take over the world. Guys, the Chinese have been trying to take over the world for thousands of years, you know. There was a documentary here on MGTOW TV a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, one of the white dudes who was doing his history about the Chinese, he's like, whenever the Chinese are on the precipice of greatness, something happens that causes their civilization to like implode from within. And he ventured to say, He ventured to say that the Chinese probably have some sort of gene in them that just causes them to like implode when they're on the precipice of greatness, you know. And the reality of the matter is that's because God hates the Chinese. Again, Chinese are godless heathens. You know, this is why I am a Mitwal. I'm a big fan of just taking over Chinese woman and popping out. You know, look, if I was General Douglas MacArthur, what I would have done if I was General Douglas MacArthur in Japan, this is what I would have done, okay? I would have had my quarter million American GIs impregnate all the Japanese women. I would have had Christianity becomes the official religion of Japan. This is what I would have done if I was General Douglas MacArthur. You know, personally, I think Douglas MacArthur was too nice. By the way, guys, Douglas MacArthur wanted to nuke China off the face of the map, which is the right thing to do, by the way. But fucking Eisenhower and the other dirty Jews in charge of him, they're like, yeah, no. And now we have to worry about the fucking Chinese, you know. Listen, I have no problem exterminating the Han race, you know. If the Han race, boom, like this, is all of a sudden exterminated, it don't bother me. As long as, of course, we get to take their woman, you know, I'm fine with that, you know. They're hot woman, not their ugly woman, by the way, okay. So, Chinese godless heathens, they have to be eradicated, they have to be exterminated, especially the Han people, you know. So, problem with Chinese guys is that when the Chinese get too uppity, they like cause bad things for other people. This is why China throughout history, whenever they get on the precipice of greatness, you know, God takes them down, you know, like fucking a billion feet, you know. Genghis Khan wanted to exterminate the Han race, and the reason why Genghis Khan actually left the Chinese alive is because he was told, hey Genghis, if you want somebody to like fund your empire and actually like build it for you, you need to leave the Chinese alive, you know. Otherwise, you know, there'd be no Chinese, which I'll be fine with. By the way, guys, just letting you know, the most beautiful Asian woman are Mongol women. In fact, I don't know if you guys know this, but most Asian models are actually Mongols, you know, the Mongols and Korean, Mongols in particular. Look it up. Go on Google, type in Asian models Mongol or Mongolian, okay? So, I'm cool with Mongolians, even though they tried to, like, exterminate me, like, fucking 1,000 years ago. But that's cool. You know, extermination is good every now and then, you know. I have no problem with, you guys need to understand, the first mass extermination in the human history was by us Jews, you know. Don't believe me? Ask the Canaanites. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, going back to the point of the video where with the gold standard is that the Jews, because they cannot manipulate markets like they do with the fiat currency nowadays, so in order to ensure that they have their corrupt tyrannical power, they have to ensure that Iran, the Arabs, the Chinese, and the Russians are on board. That way they can be able to use their corrupt tyrannical dictators as a way to oppress others, you know. I'm telling you guys don't want to live in a world dominated by Arabs, Chinese, and fucking Iranians, okay? I get so many people telling me, Amr, why don't you go to Dubai? Look, I don't like Arabs, you know. I mean, I haven't been back to Egypt in like 5-6 years, you know. Egypt, honestly, guys, Egypt is not a bad country to visit, you know. It's not a bad country to go there as a tourist or a businessman. You know, if I ever go back to Egypt, guys, it's gonna be for tourism or business, and I'm not gonna stay there long, maybe a month. But never again am I gonna go to Egypt and, you know, try to do anything there as a native. I'm either gonna go there as an American who's gonna buy shit from you and bring it back to America, or I'm gonna go there and, you know, enjoy, you know, a Nile cruise or going to the Red Sea, you know. But in general, guys, I don't want to go to Dubai. I don't want to go to any Arab country. No, thank you. I'd rather go to white people country, you know. So what's gonna happen, guys, is that you know, first of all, you guys got to understand, all this Donald Trump going to prison, all this fucking submarine crash, you know, finding fucking Titanic, all this is simply the Jews telling you, Goyim, hey, Goy, look over here, Goy, look, Goy, look over here. You know, don't look over here, you know, look over here, right? See, when the Jews release the gold standard in August, the U.S. dollar is gonna nosedive, okay? The Colombian peso, the Mexican peso, has risen over 20% in less than half a year, okay? What does that tell you guys, you know? I remember the one American dollar was equal to 20 Mexican pesos. Now, it's down to like 16 pesos, okay? So we lost 20% against the Mexican peso. The Colombian peso at one point was one American dollar is 5,000 Mexican Colombian pesos. Now it's exactly 4,000. So we lost 20% against the Mexican and Colombian peso just in the past half year alone. So when the New World Order, under the command of the dirty Jews and fucking brick nations, when they release the gold standard, the American dollar is going to crash, okay? There's gonna be hyperinflation in this country that we have never seen the likes of. You guys out there need to understand this and understand this good. When the dollar loses its values, our imports become more expensive, okay? Okay, for example, okay? Let me give you a quick example, okay? Let's say I had to hire a prostitute in Colombia. In the past, a Colombian would say, hey, 200,000 pesos. Okay, how much is 200,000 pesos? Well, back when I went to Colombia, 200,000 pesos was about 5,000. The exchange rate at the time was one American dollar was 5,000 Colombian pesos. So when a Colombian prostitute says, hey, Amar, 200,000 Colombian pesos, you know, divide by five, that's $40. So a Colombian prostitute would be $40. Now that the Colombian peso has got strong compared to the American dollar going down, now that very same Colombian prostitute who still wants 200,000 pesos, now I have to provide her $50. So see how things just got expensive for us as Americans in Colombia? Same thing in Mexico. Now we have to give them more of our money to get the same shit because their prices are not gonna go down. This is what you guys out there need to understand. See, there's a reason why the Jews have been sending everything to China, everything overseas. America really doesn't produce anything anymore. Even most of our food is imported. And again, when our dollar goes down, that means we need to provide more money to get the same product from overseas, okay? A lot of Americans out there, man, they have no idea how shit works, okay? They have no idea how the fiat system works, okay? Again, the Jews can go like this and all of a sudden they can make you lose your currency by 40-50% overnight. They did it in Egypt, they did it in Turkey. You better believe they're gonna do it here in America. See, here in America, man, we see the Great Depression is one thing, what's gonna happen to us is totally different, okay? The Great Depression simply was, hey, there's just nothing going on in the American economy, okay? Hyperinflation is totally different, guys. Hyperinflation is when we don't produce anything. The people that we rely on overseas to buy stuff from, we are going to have to provide them hell of a lot more of our money because our money has crashed. Okay, this is what the Jews are doing, okay? So not only are the Jews bringing back the gold standards through Brazil, Russia, India, China, and the Arabs and the Iranians, they're also going to bankrupt America and the West, okay? Again, what did I tell you guys? Why do Jews disbelieve in Jesus? Because Jesus did not destroy the big bad pagans, okay? In order for Mashiach, for the Antichrist, for the Dajjal to claim he's the long-awaited Jewish Meshuggah, big bad pagan Rome must be destroyed. Once you guys get this in your mind, you guys can now realize why America is systematically getting destroyed, okay? For the past 50 years, we systematically had our manufacturing base go over to China. We made them what they are today, okay? Once our money collapses, there is no coming back. That's it. It's over. We lost, okay? And the New World Order is going to be pretty much Arabs, Chinese, and fucking Iranians. And I'm telling you guys, you don't want to be under the command of Chinese, Arabs, and the Iranians, okay? Russians are, because again, Russians are good-looking people. They don't have the inferiority complex that Chinese and Arabs and the Iranian people have. So see how everything comes back to the Black Pill, guys? Black Pill is Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill, truth of the matter, man. You know, even here in small town USA, I see a lot of Arabs here in small town USA. You know, we have the Treasure Coast Flight School, which is very, very popular now among Middle Eastern guys. So they come here so they can learn how to fly. I know where you guys think, and oh yeah, teaching the enemy how to fly. Guys, if you still think 9/11 was done by low IQ Arabs living in caves, I have a bridge in Key West I'd like to sell to you. So the Arabs I'm seeing, guys, they're fugly. They're just fugly looking people, you know. They got that big hook nose, you know, they have that weird body shape where their abdomen area is fat. They look like a pear. Again, do you think an Arab wakes up in the morning, looks at himself in the mirror and like, yeah, baby, I'm hot stuff tonight? Hell no, motherfuckers, you know? So again, at the end of the day, man, these people are gonna abuse you, use you, terrorize you. It's all gonna be fugly looking Chinese, Arabs, and Iranians, you know. And you know, again, with the Iranians, man, it's the Chinese you really have to worry about, because Chinese, man, again, it's the whole micro penis thing, you know. That's why the Chinese you have to worry about. The micro penis thing is why you have to worry about the Chinese. Look, I don't see millions of Arabs, you know, getting nose surgery or doing anything to look white, you know. But Chinese people, yeah, they're getting that surgery, man. They're getting that cheek surgery, which I myself got, by the way, you know. So, but point that I'm trying to get to you guys is that in order for the Jewish Messiah, Moshiach, that's what they call him. I call him the Meshuggah, which means crazy person in Semitic languages. In order for the Jewish Meshuggah to come into this world, America must be destroyed. America in particular, and the West in general, must be destroyed. This is why they're flooding Europe with fucking low IQ Ahmeds, okay? And then the world is going to be under the command of dirty, dirty Jews who are fugly looking, by the way, you know, the ugliest people on the face of the planet, you know. Imagine Jews, Arabs, Chinese, and to a certain degree the Russians and the Iranians running your life. Imagine what type of hellish world that is. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. At the end of the day, man, it comes down to looks. Look at the Arabs, guys. Look at the motherfucking Arabs. No matter how much money the Arab people have, deep, deep down, they're tormented. They're tormented because they're physically ugly. Listen, man, I've told you guys before, there's homeless Chad, there's homeless Tyrone right now in Venice Beach, Los Angeles. Fucking hot woman from all over the world. And these guys have nothing. They don't even have a shirt to walk around in. Do you think an Arab will be able to fuck Stacy's from all over the world simply based on looks? Hell to the no. See, this is the thing you guys have to worry. At the end of the day, man, Chinese, Arabs, Jews, at the end of the day, nobody respects them based off of their look. People respect them because they're gonna use their money. In the case of the Arabs, they're gonna use their money to abuse you. Or in the case of the Chinese, you know, they're gonna fucking nuke you or do some dumb shit like that. But at the end of the day, guys, nobody respects Arabs, Chinese, and India. And well, nobody respects Indian people, but you know, I don't have to worry about Indian people, you know. So the people I worry about the most, other than the Jews, you know, the Jews, you know, they run everything. So other than the Jews, Chinese, Arabs, Iranians, and then after that, you know, like Russians and Indians, okay. And you know, Indians, you know, I'm cool with Indians, to be honest with you. In fact, if it wasn't for Indian people, there'd be no MGTOW TV, just letting you guys know that, you know. And I told you guys, I started a hosting company, Metwali Web Services, where not only do I host websites, but I'll actually help you guys build a website. Because I know a lot of you guys out there, you have successful businesses, but at the same time, you just don't want to go out there, look for a proper website, you know, update it, run it, configure it. So I'm going to be doing that for you. In fact, we already have our first client, and he is a restaurant owner. I'm already working on his website. You know, he's probably going to watch this video. I'm going to showcase his website, you know, God willing, in the next 2 or 3 days. Once I find a proper script for his business, you know, this is what I'm going to do with Metwali Web Services, is that I'm going to look personally, I'm going to look for scripts that are best suited for your business. And just to let you guys know, you guys can go on CodeCanyon.net, you know, or go on Google, type in Code Canyon and type in, you know, for example, let's say you own a restaurant. Go on Code Canyon, type in restaurant and go through the search results. Or if you want to use WordPress, you know, you can go on Google, type in best restaurant plugins for WordPress, okay? Most you're going to have to pay for, and you know, if you're going to pay like 50, 60 bucks for a WordPress plugin or a PHP script, you know, and it's going to give you a website where people can order online from you, yeah, of course, it's going to be worth it. You guys have to understand, man, when you buy a script, it's a one-time fee. So if you go on Code Canyon and you buy a script for $50, $60, you know, you bought it, it's yours. And if there's never an update for it, you're going to get the update for free. So once you buy a plugin or a script, it's yours forever, and you'll get free updates for it. So, you know, that's not part of the video, but I'm just letting you guys know, for you guys out there who have a successful business in the real world, but you just don't want to waste time by, you know, finding a hosting provider and getting a website up and running, that's where I come in. And I'll be making more of a videos about that later on. But the bottom line, guys, we need to go from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica, like Sheikh Imran Hussein said. You know, and the thing is, you know, and this just goes to show you that the vast majority of YouTubers, Muslim YouTubers, are CIA assets. None of these people are talking about that. You know, how many Muslim guys out there are talking about the gold standard coming back? Nobody's talking about it other than Imran Hussein and me. Nobody's talking about it. You know, even guys like Gabriella Romani, who is not a CIA asset, at least I don't think, he's not even talking about any of this stuff. You know, what's Gabriella Romani talking about? You know, Muslim Alpha, DM me for private consultation. You know, it's like, how is nobody in the Ummah of my... There's fucking 2 billion... There's 2 billion fucking Muslims on the face of the planet. With the exception of Imran Hussein and me. Why is nobody talking about fucking Pax Americana getting replaced by Pax Judaica? Why is nobody talking about the BRICS nation bringing back the gold standard? Why is nobody talking about how Israel is getting buddy-buddy with the Arabs, Iranians, and the fucking Chinese and Russians? You know, how come no fucking Muslim out of 2 billion Muslims is talking about this shit other than me and Imran Hussein? This just goes to show you guys that, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, Muslims at best are wishy-washy, useful idiots. At worst, they're flat-out hypocrites and traitors. I mean, the Ummah of Muhammad is really, really sad and pathetic. And because of that, the Muhammadians become the punching bag and laughing stock of the world, you know? And hey, they deserve it, man. They fucking deserve it. You know, you Muslims out there, especially you motherfucking Arabs, you know, I even did a video. Well, I didn't do the video. The video is from a couple of years ago. The Saudi, the fucking Saudis, they gave citizenship. You know, Saudis don't give citizenships out, but they gave a citizenship to a fucking AI humanoid, you know. This just goes to show you, man, you know, the people who are, you know, Muhammad, the prophet, he was in the same area as you guys were, man. And yet you guys worship Satan. Unfucking believable, man. But hey, it is what it is. Anyway, guys, that's my video for you for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And yeah, inflation, it's gonna be real, guys. And I'm telling you guys, inflation, again, I cannot stress this enough. Inflation is when your dollar, your currency crashes, and you have to pay more for what you are already getting. So, like I said, you know, just like the prostitute in Cartagena used to cost me $40, she's now gonna cost me $50. You know, all of a sudden, that hamburger you import from Mexico that would cost you like $10, you know, that's gonna end up costing you maybe $12, $13, $14, $15, $20. Same thing with gas, especially gas. Guys, don't be surprised if gas goes up to like $6 or $7. And just to let you guys know, gas in Europe is already at $7, okay? So gas in Europe is at $7. You know, once gas here in America gets up to like $7, like nationwide, not just in California, that's when something is gonna break here in America. So things are gonna get bad, guys. Things are gonna get bad. This is why you guys out there, you need to have that plan B going elsewhere. Because Mexico, the gas in Mexico is like $4 and some change. Yeah, it's more expensive than Florida, but it's hella cheaper than fucking California. Same thing in Colombia, you know. Believe it or not, both Colombia and Mexico, they're somewhat self-sufficient on gas and they're self-sufficient on food. This is why you guys honestly are better off in Mexico or Colombia. You know, Peru is not bad either. I've been hearing a lot of good things about Peru. I need to start going around more Latin American countries, man. Anyway, guys, I've been rambling on for almost 50 minutes. Anyway, guys, I'll see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace!